Good morning, Vietnam. No, really. I'm just kidding. Hi, welcome to the Pet Healer Podcast. You're in the right podcast. We're talking today about hookworm resistance and could the herbs be the solution? So for pet lovers out there, you may not be aware, but for all my veterinarians that listen in, we do know that hookworm resistance is on the rise, that about 70% of all dog parks, this isn't a study, this is not me making this up, there's a prevalence about 70% on all the dog parks hookworms. And of course, hookworms is becoming this problem, and it's an intestinal parasite that has zoonotic potential that can affect children, can affect people that have a low immune system, and it can cause blindness in a little kid, or it could cause eczema-like skin conditions where people think that they have allergies or have eczema dermatitis, but in reality it's hookworm dermatitis. That's the term. And it's just the larvae of that parasite just going under, creepily creeping under the skin of the person and causing those eruptions and kind of like dermatitis. So hookworms are in the environment. It's very hard to clear the land once you have the hookworms in there. Of course, wildlife carry hookworms and things like that. But I feel like the problem with the resistance came because we are doing so good with the heartworm prevention. So pharmaceuticals started to add medications to the heartworm prevention, the medication for once a month to prevent the onset of big Dirofilaria, which is a worm that affects in the heart of the dogs and could kill them, right? And so the pharmaceuticals that were doing the heartworm prevention added more and more things. Oh, let's just do for intestinal parasites as well. So they will add pyrantel palmoid, which is a very, you know, to me, very safe, you know, anti-helminthic, anti-parasite medication. And then, of course, they started adding even more different medications and more things, fleas, ticks, everything. And so I think because also the compliance is rising, people take better care of the pets nowadays than they did 30 years ago when I first graduated from vet school. I mean, this is the truth. And so because of variables all, you know, coming up together to form this incredible resistance to hookworms, something that was easily treated before, treatment of Strangid or parenteral palmoid or maybe fenbendazole, Panacure, that's the common name, and you would be done with. And we've had persistent hookworm disease. I mean, multiple dewormings, multiple months on the heartworm prevention that has the deworming activity, and still we cannot get rid of. Until I remember that I am an integrative practitioner and that I have more tools available, because pharmaceuticals are, you know, not the end all. So there's other options for hookworm resistant infections. And one of the things that I would recommend would be to use an herb. And this one I get from Jingtang is called Guan Song Sang. Guan Song Sang. And it's really good for tapeworms as well, but any intestinal parasite, it will be pretty good. And there's no contraindications for Guan Song Sang. Except, you know, anytime I give an herbal to somebody, you know, with a pet, I always tell them, if your pet is kind of sensitive when you change food or you add medication, then start maybe a half the dose for like a week or so. Just make sure they can absorb it and everything, and then go up to the dose that we want to do. You know, so half dose, some even a third of those. It depends on the sensitivity and how they react. So, The Guan Song Sang is a very simple formula. It only has 7 ingredients, but one of them is Dryopteris or Guan Song, which is the main king herb. And what it does is expels worms from the GI tract. So it has an expelling action of it. Kiskalis, areca, you know, which are Shin Jun Si and Bing Lang, those two, are also expelling. So they have this expelling action, roundworms, hookworms, tapeworms, whatever is attached to gut, to the gut mucosa, because that's how the worms feed, right? And so whatever is attached to the mucosa is going to be expelled. And then, of course, we have Bai Bu, which is Stemona, and this kills internal and external parasites, fleas too. Carpaceum, Heshi, and Omus, Wu Yi. So these are all Chinese herbals that are used in other formulas, but when you combine them, because they all, some have the expelling action and some have the killing action against parasites, then you get a really good deworming formula and it will expel the worms. Now, I have some other formulas like Tao Shong Fang, Chong Fang, and that one is best for tapeworms, because also tapeworms get a little bit higher on the track sometimes. And this Tao Chong Fang has other actions like to strengthen the spleen and the stomach, the GI. And it is, some of them is areca, Bing Lan, which is in the Wansan San, but it has allium, which is similar to like garlic, and that warms the middle jaw, because garlic and allium are just warming, and they also expel tapeworms. But I feel like the Guan Song Sang is the one that I prefer. It has a long history. It was first created in 1608. So that was a long time ago. And it was written about it in with the name, the translation being Yuan Heng Liao Mai Ji, and is the therapeutic treatise of horses. It was for just a diagnostic and treatment veterinary book in China in 1608. And that book has a recipe for this herbal formula to treat intestinal parasites. So I feel like these pharmaceuticals have gotten us with the hookworm resistance. I do not think that they're going to get us out of it. I think that we're going to have to look at a more holistic approach. In addition, it would not be a bad idea if you have a pet that is constantly having infections, be it Giardia, giardiasis. I mean, we have a lot of them that are resistant to the treatments, ponasteril, metronidazole, even Albon. All of those treatments are not effective against this parasites, the Giardia. And so in those cases that they seem to be a carrier, Wei Qi Booster. Wei Qi Booster is a great formula, because what it does, I mean, it does have anti-cancer, antiviral, you know, effects, but it also helps tremendously with the immune system. And so in these cases, I feel like the immune system is having a really hard time determining who's a friend and who's a foe. And so when we have, I'm just looking real quick at Wei Qi Booster. I use it a lot. I use it a lot for cancer, but also for the unusual things. And I think that that's why I want to tell our practitioners that are listening that sometimes you know the herb for a specific treatment and you put the limits on it. And so Wei Qi Booster, everybody does for cancer. And so it's great for cancer, absolutely. But it's also great for carrying, you know, for those carriers of disease like leukemia and AIDS in cats. You can put a leukemia positive or AIDS positive cat on Wei Qi Booster, and it really will improve their life quality and their longevity. But also for these chronic carriers of parasites that you cannot clear out, including mange, including ringworm, anything, doesn't have to be internal, could be external. But Wei Qi Booster inhibits mutation of cancer cells for sure, but it boosts the Wei Qi. What is the Wei Qi? This is the defensive Qi. And the defensive qi is actually promoted by the lung, right? The lung would be the meridian that is in charge of it, and because it closes and opens the pores and it allows the external pathogens to come internally or not. And it also controls the pores, means also sweats out the toxins, right? And so Wei Qi it's a very simple one too. And but Dang Chen, the Condonopsis, is the one that really is very strong for the immune system. Is the one that boosts Wei Qi the best, but also astragalus, Huan Qi. Huan Qi is one of the herbs that are considered a treasure for the Chinese people because it is used in about over 10% of all the formulas have some astragalus in it because it is tonifies the Qi and boosts the immune system. It is a great overall herb. So anyways, I think that I at least got you in the conversation or at least got the idea that we are going to see, unfortunately, it's being predicted that the rise of antibacterial resistance or bacterial resistance is going to go up. The bacteria that are just, like methicillin resistance and they're just all antibiotics resistant. That's going to go up. And the hookworms, we're seeing the dogs are the canary in the coal mines. We're seeing the increase in hookworms resistant, an infection that it was so easily taken care of. And so right now, all these pharmaceuticals, decades of using monthly heartworm prevention that has dewormers in it, have caused this problem. And so now how are we going to fix this? We're not going to look at pharmaceuticals again. We're going to look at the herbs. We're going to go take a step back and look at the holistic approach. And I feel that Chinese herbal formulas are a great alternative. So I hope you learned something today. And if you did, please share it with your friends and hit the notification button. And if you have any questions, just be welcome to contact us in any of our platforms. Until the next episode, have a good one. And remember that from now on, we're going to be downloading every Friday a brand new episodes. So you can be on the lookout for them. In the meantime, visit our Facebook page, The Pet Healer Podcast page. We also have a website, thepethealerpodcast.com. And we are in most platforms, so you can enjoy our topics. Thank you, and until next time, take care. Well, thanks so much for listening, guys. Information about this episode came from my book, AltVet, the Revolutionary Pet Care and Longevity Solution, available in Amazon at our clinic, and soon to be an audiobook, so look forward to that. And this episode was sponsored by my practice, Orchid Springs Animal Hospital. And our website is www.osahvsinvictorets.com, osavets.com. There's a lot of information out there. If you want some more information on integrative pet healing, and our Pet Healer podcast is going to be available in all platforms. So we're looking forward to seeing you again.